Listening Library presents Acceleration by Graham McNamee. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. This is a nightmare. Working at the Toronto Transit Commission's Lost and Found. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. A little slice of death, one day at a time. For me, it's a 2-month sentence, July and August. I would have been happy bumming around till September, but Dad called in a favor to get me in here. And at least I don't have to wear a uniform like my bud Wayne over at the dairy barn. Wayne's planning to torch the thing on Labor Day. The uniform, not the barn, before we head back for our last year of high school. So I'm here under protest, a political prisoner of the capitalist overlord otherwise known as Dad. Here's the 1-minute tour of the place. First, to get here, you have to come to Bay Subway Station and take the service elevator down to the sub-basement. At the end of the hall to your left, you'll find the door marked Lost and Found. Jacob, my supervisor, sits at the front counter cataloging the lost junk that comes in from the buses and subways in the transit system. If you think of a half-deflated soccer ball with two of the hairiest ears you've ever seen attached to it, you got a good picture of Jacob. Past the counter, there's a maze of stacks holding row after row, shelf after dusty shelf of lost stuff. I'm trying on a black leather jacket in the stacks when the bell at the counter dings. The jacket's term expires in a week, so it'll soon be appearing in my closet as part of the Duncan collection. One ding of the bell means Jacob needs me to search for something. Two dings means hurry up. Three dings, things get ugly. When I get to the counter, Jacob's asking an old woman.